August 8, as the stars forever and ever, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Daniel 12:3. Upon us there rests the solemn responsibility of presenting the truth to unbelievers in the most forcible manner. How careful we should be not to present the truth in a way that will drive men and women from it. Religious teachers stand where they can do great good or great evil. If everyone will now awake to the responsibility resting on him and be determined not to place himself on the judgment seat to criticize and condemn others, but to go to work, to preach the gospel as never before to those in darkness, many souls will be turned from iniquity to righteousness. Faithful stewards are needed. God will work with everyone who will be worked. The Holy Spirit will lead many souls to Christ. In his companionship, they will be fitted for the courts above. Those who are laborers together with God will become wise in soul-saving. They will learn of the great teacher, and while they are presenting Bible subjects to those they are trying to help, the grace of Christ will fill their hearts, and the Word of God will unfold before them. While they are sounding the call, "Let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely," their own thirst will be quenched. Revelation 22:17. All need now to be faithful with God, gathering up the fragments that nothing be lost. He calls for diligent, faithful service. There must be no lack of economy. Every penny should be carefully treasured. We are to remember the lesson that Christ gave to his disciples after he had fed the multitude with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Everyone had been satisfied, and then Christ said to the disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." John 6:12. We are to receive truth from Christ and impart it to the people. Infidelity and all kinds of wickedness are rapidly increasing, and the zeal and earnestness of God's servants are to increase proportionately. If we withhold from God our service of love, we leave sinners unwarned. Letter 177, August 8, 1903, to Edson White.